Okay, I think it's working. I've got notes here. I wanted to start off with a verse in Ezekiel. And Ezekiel is kind of a book of judgment when Israel was turned over to captivity. So it's kind of a negative book, and it's like, you know, punishment for sin and all this pretty heavy-handed things. But there's some concepts here that are important for us that we can use in our lives today. Okay, so Ezekiel chapter 22 and verse 30. This is on page 1306 in your pew Bibles if you're interested. And this talks about standing in the gap. And that's a principle I want to talk about. So it says in Ezekiel 22 verse 30, I looked for someone among them who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land, so I would not have to destroy it, but I found no one. God is looking for someone to stand in the gap. Or God looks for people to stand in the gap. And when people do stand in the gap, it allows the Lord to move in ways to bless the people and to make people whole in the midst of trouble. You know, because we all have problems, and there's problems, and there's always a gap somewhere, a place, a weak spot in the wall where the enemy can come in. So
the verse is
up there somewhere. Sorry. I don't have our clicker's not working here, so. Let's try that again. I hope they can read that. Because that's a little skinny, huh? So it used to be they had walled cities to keep the enemy out. And if there was ever a low spot or a broken spot in the wall, that was the vulnerable spot. And the enemy would come in, would try to come in through that spot. And so those that stood in the gap were those that stood in the low spot there, where the onset flow of the enemy would be great, and the danger would be great. And it was critical how to stand there and to fight and to repel the enemy, to keep the enemy out of the city. Oh, that's almost readable. So, the Old Testament is an example for us. And in 1 Corinthians 10:11, Paul is talking about Moses and people coming out of Egypt. But he said, these things were to them as examples. These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us. So we can look at the Old Testament and look at what they did, and it can be a warning for us, an example for us. So we're looking at some of that Old Testament stuff today. But it's a little different, because Israel as a nation would fight physical things. We had actual physical enemies. And today we don't wrestle with the physical enemies. We wrestle with principalities and powers. And then
the next verse.
For our struggle, Ephesians 6:12. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood. In the Old Testament, the struggle was against flesh and blood. But in the New Testament, in our lives now, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. So when we're talking about us standing in a gap, really this is the kind of gap we're standing in. We're doing these, we're fighting these things. These are the enemies to what's happening in our lives. And we need to stand and or have stand for other people or have people stand for us. Of course, the biggest gap stander for us is Jesus. So in 1 Timothy, yeah, there's one mediator between God and mankind. There's one that stands in that gap between us and God, the pure, holy God, and us who are sinned and broken. And the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all people on the cross. I think in our community, we are very blessed because our community is great at people coming forward to stand in the gap. I know, you know, just with the volunteer recognition that happened here recently at Sky Valley Chamber of Commerce. In fact, even I noticed, remember, Mark, you were talking about Rex standing in the gap or filling in the gap. And I think that's what we do here in our community. I think James, you're always in some gap somewhere, helping people out. And every single person that's here today does that stuff. I mean, Don, how many stranded hikers have you been a hand to? And Kathy, being a friendly smile to somebody, or a warm smile. And I don't know, how many fires did you put out when there was a few there, you know? You guys done a lot, and Nancy and Rich and Tony and Kathy have been standers in that gap. And, you know, it allows God to do things. It sets them free to do stuff. When, obviously, in the Old Testament, that first verse we were reading about, where the Lord looked for someone and there was no one there. But he wanted to, so that he didn't have to destroy, that he could, so he could bless. So as we do this, as we stand in the gap for others, it allows the Lord to come alongside and help us to stand with people, because we need our help to do what we can do. There's only so much we can do. Mm-hmm. And the Lord can make up the difference. You know, by our one little step, God can take that and multiply it. You know, it's like when they fed the 5,000. There was somebody that had one little gift, a couple of breads and some little fish, and as they broke it and gave it out, it multiplied. The Lord multiplied that to meet 5,000. So as we stand and give our little bit, as we take our faith and we say, well, I'm going to help this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to help them out, and the Lord can take that and use that to meet a much bigger need than we can even think or do. So, in the Old Testament, there's some examples of people that stood in the gap. And there are, these are David's mighty men. And these are in 2 Samuel, and these are on page 500 of the Q, of the Pew books here. I'm going to turn there because I want to read these. And, you know, this is a little... Again, this is the Old Testament where it's physical rather than principalities and powers. For 2 Samuel 23, starting in verse 8. For these are the names of David's mighty warriors. Okay, I apologize here ahead of time for the names. I mean, these I'm just gonna mess these up. So, but Josheb, Bathshebeth, a Thanklamite, Ammonite, was chief of the three. So there are three chief men, and he raised his spear against 800 men whom he killed in one encounter. So,
it was bloody.
That's pretty amazing. You know, but today we'd do something different. You know, we'd say like, well, I'll get to that one later. We'd say, he was one of the mighty men like James, who instead of breaking down my door when he needed to get into my house, went and found a lock that he broke to get in, you know. I mean, that's one of the deeds of the mighty men, or, you know, or the people of Skykomish who make a difference in each other's lives. We make a difference, and I appreciate that, and you guys do much more than I do, and you're doing a good job, you know. I mean, how many people, there were some people I'm sure that were close for needing a mortgage and struggling to get that little bit, and I'm sure that some of the things you did made a way for them. You know, I don't see all that you guys are doing and all that you've done, but I get a glimpse every once in a while. But, oh yeah, definitely the food bank. That's, yeah, and there was the one that brought thousands of pounds of food in a single day to the food bank.
There you are.
You were going to say what? Okay.
Nick, I remember a night about 10 o'clock p.m. where... came over and stood in the gap for me with a deer I needed his gut. I had no clue what to do.
That was really freaky
in death.
Verse 9. Next to him was Eleazar, son of Dodiah the Ahoite, as one of the three mighty warriors. He was one of David's men when they taunted the Philistines, gathered at Pas Damim for battle. Then the Israelites retreated, but Eleazar stood his ground and struck down the Philistines till his hand grew tired and froze to the sword. I don't know if you've ever been, as a kid, I was doing hammering or something all day long and then went to just to kind of let go. It was like my fingers would hardly straighten out. I'm sure that's kind of the situation here. That determination and risking the life to stand in the gap. And I'm going to jump down here to 11. Next to him was Shammah, son of Agi. I'm not going to even say...
Say it with confidence,
I
believe you.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. I gotta read it ahead of time, and I didn't read it enough times to know where the names were.
Can we make it, dear?
Hararite. When the Philistines banded together at a place, there was a field full of lentils, and Israel's troop fled from them. But Samath took his stand in the field of the middle of the field, and defended it and struck down the Philistines, and the Lord brought about a great victory. So here he is standing at risk and doing what he can, and it doesn't say he brought about a great victory, the Lord did. God moved with him, enabled him, protected him, gave him skill and strength and energy to fight and to stand. And it goes on and talks about the men that David were surrounded, and the Philistines were there, and he said, "Oh, I wish I could get a drink of water from that well that's by my place." That the enemy was there all around it, and so he had three of the men risked their life, went out, broke through the battle line, grabbed some water and brought it back to David. But he wouldn't drink it, because then it was because men had risked their lives for it. He poured it out to the Lord. You know, we've seen some water damage here too lately, you know. And there was the John that went down under the crawl space and wrestled with all the broken pipes, you know.
Those Philistines. I'm not going to drink that water.
And, you know, we are truly blessed here in this community, because we do have that attitude of and of helping out, and it's everybody just does it, you know, and we don't do it for reward, or, you know, because I think the reward is you just get more responsibility. But it's good for us. We need it. That's really what I wanted to encourage you about today. And, there's some more, but can we go through these?
Do you want to go to the next one?
Yeah. And let's go to the... This reads... You can... If you're interested in seeing what those mighty men did, go on ahead and read. But let's look at this one. The Egyptian... There was one man that went out and he killed the Egyptian. A spectacular man. The Egyptian had a spear in his hand. And he went down to him with just a staff, and he wrestled the spear out of the Egyptian's hand. The champion of the Egyptians, you know, a strong, capable person, and outgunned. You know, he's got a stick, and the other guy has a spear, and yet he's able to knock the spear out of his hand and use the spear then to slay the Egyptian. Okay, let's go a little... Yeah. Let us not become weary in doing good. That's hard not to grow weary sometimes, you know, I mean, but that is where we need to lean on each other and lean on the Lord. The Lord will give us strength and rest in the midst of the battle. He will be with us. And you know, as we do good, God likes it. God likes it when we help each other out. He likes it when we stand and help and look. You know, and it makes a way for him to bless even more. And I think that's the last one. So, and we're actually pretty close on time, huh? Major pardon? Oh. So we're going to have some music. Right?
Yeah.
I'm done. Thank you.